You're now listening to the Engage the Rockies podcast, your go-to podcast for local and state issues concerning Colorado.
Hello, Colorado. This is the Engage the Rockies podcast weekend review for the week of April 29th to May 3rd. If you'd like the show notes from this week's episode, please go to engagetherockies.com and sign up, and we'll be sure to send you over the show notes on Fridays, so that way you can click on the stories and read the stories in full yourselves. From around the state, the legislature is currently working around the clock to push through the hundreds of bills still on the agenda. The end of session is Wednesday, May 8th. Some highlights from this week are as follows. On Monday, Governor Polis signed into law House Bill 1039, titled the Non-Legal Name Change Bill. This controversial bill allows students of any age and grade to change their name on rosters, yearbooks, sports teams, and identification cards with no parent involvement, permission, approval, or potentially even knowledge. Even if parents demand the school not change their child's name, schools will not legally be allowed to go against the student's wishes. Remember, there are no age or grade restrictions on this bill. Also in the legislature, Senate Bill 158, which passed the Senate 30-1 last month, died in the House Education Committee this week. Senate Bill 158 would have tasked social media companies with creating policies that explicitly prohibit selling and advertising substances and firearms, sex trafficking of juveniles, and creating sexually exploitative content. It would have also established age verification requirements for social media companies. A new school finance formula is moving forward through the legislature. House Bill 1448 faced some opposition from progressive House Democrats, but still maintains an overwhelming majority of support from both political sides. The cost is estimated to add around $500 million more over the next 6 years. Of note, rural school districts would see an increase of 3-5%. Additionally, the bill allows charter schools to obtain money from the Public School Capital Construction Assistance Fund at $65.5 million over several years. A statewide audit found a $67 million mistake in Tabor refunds. The state now has to decide how to give back millions to taxpayers. With only days left of session, state lawmakers must act quickly. Recommendations have included a bill that includes measures to eliminate the insurance premium subsidy to the Health Insurance Affordability Enterprise beginning in fiscal year 2023-2024 and temporarily reduce the general fund reserve requirement in fiscal year 2024-2025 by $31.5 million. The so-called assault weapons ban, House Bill 1292, has still not been scheduled for a Senate hearing as of Thursday afternoon. However, it's rumored it may be heard in Senate State Affairs Committee this Saturday. You can track the status of it by looking up the bill on the General Assembly's website. And if you sign up to our newsletter on our website, we will send you the link to that bill directly. North Glenn City Council voted 9-0 to send a resolution to the Colorado Senate President seeking an ethics complaint against Senator Faith Winter after she appeared intoxicated at a community hearing earlier this month. She has since entered herself into substance abuse treatment for alcohol. Senator Winter is a Democrat from Senate District 25 and the current Assistant Majority Leader. In other news around the state, Colorado Parks and Wildlife has confirmed that another wolf depredation incident happened Sunday in Grand County, marking 6 confirmed incidents since the beginning of 2024. Governor Polis responded on Tuesday, giving sympathies to the ranchers, but also in part stating, "Voters knew that wolves would eat cattle, and they voted to reintroduce them anyway." The pro-Palestinian protests on Auroria campus continues, with protesters making their list of demands clear on Wednesday. The list includes: publish a statement condemning the genocidal actions of Israel, fully divest from any corporations operating in Israel, fully disclose financial investments, terminate study abroad programs in Israel, refuse to accept grants or funding from corporations that contract with the U.S. Armed Forces, and terminate any relationship with said corporations, release all arrested on April 26 at the Auroria campus, and drop the charges. In local news, no deal between CommonSpirit Health and Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Colorado means, as of midnight Tuesday, some 7,800 El Paso County residents may have to find other doctors or pay higher costs for medical services. Failure of the health system and insurer to reach a contract agreement bumps Common Spirits hospitals, clinics, and doctors' practices into out-of-network status with Anthem. Common Spirit had requested a temporary contract extension, a Wednesday morning statement from the nonprofit healthcare system said. But Anthem said in a statement issued Wednesday afternoon that after what it considers months of unreasonable reimbursement requests, the one-week extension Common Spirit wanted was unacceptable and refused the offer. Colorado Springs Police Department struggles with longer response times. A person asking for a police response in the city waits on average nearly 4 minutes longer for a priority one call over a caller in pre-pandemic 2019. A person waiting for a priority two response waits nearly 20 minutes longer, according to CSPD data. The CSPD has in the past largely blamed increasing response times on ongoing staffing shortages. A spokesman for the department said CSPD currently has 771 sworn staff out of an authorized 819. So those are your top stories for the week of April 29th to May 3rd. Please tune in each Friday for your week in review from Engage the Rockies. Please continue to like, share, and subscribe for more great content. And as I said at the beginning, if you would like the show notes, please go to engagetherockies.com, sign up to our email subscriber list, and we will send you the links to all of these stories each week when we release a new episode. Thank you again. See you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Engage the Rockies podcast, your go-to podcast for local and state issues concerning Colorado.